2 years ago, on July 22, 2003, insurgents in Iraq ambushed a National Guard convoy near Ramadi. One guardsman was killed, and another, Brandon Erickson, had his right arm ripped apart by a rocket-propelled grenade. It had to be amputated just below the shoulder. We've been following Brandon's readjustment to life back home over the past 2 years, beginning with his rehabilitation at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. He's now a student at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. NPR's John Itzde spent a day with Brandon recently during a summer break to find out how he's doing.
This is my glamorous summer job. Lawn fertilization and weed killing. No, it's all right. It's a good summer job. Pays the bills.
But Brandon Erickson steers the Happy Grass lawn care truck through a neighborhood on the south side of Grand Forks. Green lawns, low ranch-style homes, heat and humidity. He stops in front of a house, climbs out, wraps one end of a bright yellow hose around his shoulder, and pulls it into the backyard.
These lawns are nice average size, but you get a big lawn and you pull that whole hose out, and you're sweating pretty good by the end of the pull. It's actually really good. It's been a good workout for my shoulder and stuff like that. Before, like, when I first got back, you know, during the school year, I don't work, and I just sponsored my school, and this is nice to get out and get some, use my prosthetic a little more, and so get some good exercise, and trying not to spray your shoes here.
Brandon wears green rubber boots. A long-sleeved T-shirt covers both arms. One arm is skin, muscle, and bone. The other, carbon fiber, filled with ropes and pulleys. It's a low-tech arm, not the $100,000 high-tech electric Utah arm he was fitted with at Walter Reed.
This is just the old body-powered, the hook and cable one. You know, I wouldn't dare want to bring the electric one out here because, you know, the chemical and stuff gets, you know, it gets all sticky and gunky, but it's the basic, you know, the one you see the old guys wearing before they had electronics. And honestly, never had a problem with this one at all. It's been great. That electric one is the one I'm having the problems with. This old body part. And the only thing about it is the silver hook, you know. People stare at it rather than stare at look me in the eyes and they talk to me. That's kind of annoying, but
I can remember the first time I met you and we were at Walter Reed. You were just getting adjusted for this new Utah arm. And, you know, it was just quite an amazing piece of technology. It seemed like it was going to really work well, but it seems like it's been a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, it really has. You know, they told me, oh, this is the newest, the greatest thing, and, you know, I was the first one in the world to get this prosthetic. And, you know, they said, well, you know, you're getting number 7. 1 through 6 were kind of trial arms, and, you know, number 7, we might have some trouble. So, you know, like the first 2 months, we were in there every day adjusting it, fine tuning. And I was, you know, I was learning to have patience, and I would sit there and let them prod and poke, and, you know, hook me up to computers, and, you know, and I took it for like the first 6 months, but, you know, here 2 years later, and they're still. One time it's a wiring, you know, short, a wiring harness will go out or something like that. The next time, you know, the cosmetics will rip, the thumb will rip off or something like that. The next time it will be a collar, you know, like one time I was just walking fast and I bumped into a wall and this collar snapped and my whole forearm fell off right in front of everybody. And they're like, I remember these two girls were standing in front of me and they looked at me and their eyes just got big. And I was like, yeah, I'll just pick that up now. And so, it's just been, you know, more bad times than good with the arms, I must say. So,
hello.
Hey, how you doing?
The weed killer that you're putting down, it doesn't seem to be killing this kind of weed over here.
The ivy coming in over
some
here.
Days, Brandon doesn't encounter anyone as he sprays these yards, but occasionally a homeowner interrupts to complain.
All right, thanks.
And while working with his prosthetic arm has become second nature, Brandon is still aware of whether people notice it or not.
I'm still definitely self-conscious when I meet a customer and they come out like that guy, you know, I don't think he noticed it, but a lot of times, especially if they're younger, they'll notice it right away, and they'll kind of sit and stare at it rather than look at me and talk to me. And I'm just like, you know, suck it up, Brandon. Who cares? They're just curious about what happened. They're not judging me or nothing. They're just curious.
Do people ask you about what happened?
No, never. Nobody ever asked me. I think they're just too shy. Kids will. You know, young kids will be like, well, you know, they'll be like, what happened? But adults or something like that will never ask me. They just, you know, I've or you know, I was at a wedding, 50th anniversary a couple weeks ago, and some guy started talking to me and didn't even know that I had a prosthetic on, and he gave slapped me on the side or whatever. He's, you know, hey, look at this big guy, and he slapped me on the side of my shoulder, and like, oh, what the heck happened to your arm? And then, like, even after he found out it was prosthetic, then he still wouldn't even, like, ask me what happened. Like, he just, like, oh, and I was like, oh, it's a, you know, a prosthetic arm. He's like, oh, really? Then you had to know, like, he was, well, how'd you get it? And didn't ask me. And some guy spoke up and told him what happened, and he was just, his jaw dropped. I'm like, okay. So.
Yeah, people just have a tough time.
You know, just pure curiosity is all it is. I've learned at first, you know, a lot of like when I was had a veterans groups getting together, and you know, guys are mad. Oh yeah, they're freaking staring, and they'd get like one guy got tattooed on his leg. Like if you can read this, you're effing staring at me. And it was just like, you know, that was like, come on, people. Guys are just curious. Nobody knows. They're not being rude or anything. So,
all right, I'll let you get to it here.
Okay. All right. Hey, you got your driver's license changed?
It's Dana, Brandon's new wife, calling him on his cell phone. She was his girlfriend when he went to Iraq, and they stayed together. Yeah. He proposed to her last year on July 22nd, the anniversary of the attack. They were married a month ago and went to Jamaica on their honeymoon.
We got there the first night, and I was a little chicken. We went to the hot tub, and I kind of hid behind Dana the whole time. And the next morning, the sun's up, and she gets her bathing suit on. I'm like, you ready to go to the beach? And I'm like, I really have to do this, huh? And, you know, she's like, yeah. You know, and she didn't. It's good to have her, like, do it. Like, she doesn't even think about it. She's just like, why not? And I'm like, my arm. She's like, oh, that? Oh, no, not a big deal. And so, yeah, I just, you know, went to the beach, wore my T-shirt, and took it off when I got there, and got over it pretty quick. And that was about my last step, was going to a beach with the shirt off. So
that's a big step.
Yeah, it was a really big step. And so now I'm sure next time too I'll be just as chicken, because that was a pretty quiet beach. It was a private beach with a resort and stuff. But a big public beach might be a little more nerve-wracking. But so.
How about your mood generally? Would you say?
I think my mood's definitely improved. I've gotten this new attitude too, where I really got mad at myself too. Like this winter, I think I got a little bit of the winter blues this last winter, and I was kind of sulking around and feeling sorry for myself. And it's been within the last 3 months that I've kind of gone through this change of to quit complaining, and I was just getting mad at myself for complaining about things. And I was getting involved with some of the veterans organizations, and you know, and they wanted me to do all this, you know, call congressmen and get this and that. And it's kind of like, yeah, you know, maybe we do deserve these benefits, but at the same point, you know, appreciate what we have and don't, you know, quit hounding them and saying we deserve this, and this, because they can, I mean, honestly, they can only provide so much. And not, you know, one guy was cussing up a storm at one of the senators because, you know, like, we need to have this. I'm like, there's nothing in the Constitution that says veterans have to have these certain rights. It's just out of the kindness of Americans' hearts that we get all these benefits and stuff. So,
but you didn't, you sort of feel like you didn't want to get involved in that sort of negative, always being negative, always asking. You just didn't feel like it was good for your psyche.
No, yeah, I don't know why, what changed me, but yeah, I just, that whole negative thing of complaining about, you know, the type of the war, you know, boy, I quit talking about that a long time ago. That got on my nerves instantly. Just, you know, let it go.
Has this experience, this loss of your arm, changed the course of your life, do you think, when you reflect on it? Would your life have been different, or is it proceeding along the same course?
It's more of like, I'm just, if it doesn't work out the way you wanted to, you know, find a way to make it work out. And so it's just, but you know, last July 22nd is when I proposed to Dana. I tried to turn a bad day into a good day, so there's going to be a bit of sorrow and a bit of happiness there, I think, which maybe try to even it out. You know, I lost a friend that day, I lost an arm that day, and you know, it changed my life forever. But I also gained a wife, you know, when I proposed to her a year ago that day. So we'll see. We'll see what this one's like, I guess.
This weekend, Brandon is moving Dana to California, where she'll attend graduate school. He'll come back to Grand Forks this fall and finish his political science degree at the University of North Dakota in December. Then he'll join her out west. John Idstey, NPR News.